Hi there, everybody. It's Donna Fox here, and we are talking to you on Ask the Akasha Radio Show. And tonight we are doing your questions, so please be sure to call in. I have some great questions that were emailed to me that we're going to be talking about. But if you'd like to call in tonight, that'd be great. The toll-free numbers are 877-270-8714 or 530-413-4515 or 530-876-9226 or 530-876-3223. Also, if you're a Skype member, you can call it, just dial BBS Radio or a Pal Talk. BBS Radio, radio_com is coming. That's going to be coming soon. Okay. Well, what I want to also tell you about these lines is they don't roll over. So if you call the 800 number and it's busy, call one of the other alternate lines. So they don't roll over to all each other, but I would love to talk to you. So give a call in. Also, I'd like to just say hello to all my wonderful students. We had a great class today here in Cleveland for the Akashic Records, a level one. So a great hello lots of kudos. They did a great job and really got in and were able to get some really dynamite information for themselves by accessing their own Akashic Records. I'd also like to tell you about one of our sponsors, and that sponsor is ARC International, Akashic Records Consultants International. And you can find out more about the Akashic Records by going to ARC International's website, and that is www.arc-akashicrecords.com. Or if you'd like to check out my website, you can go to www.akashicwisdom.com. Okay, so we've got all that stuff going out of the way there. So let's talk. Let me take a look at these questions that were sent in to me. And here's what I'd like to do. Let me just get these up. Now, you can email me also here. You can use my Akashic Wisdom email. It's akashicwisdom@aol.com, and I will get that right away. So if you have a question and the lines are busy, or you have a question and you don't necessarily want to call in and be on the air, feel free to email me those questions at akashicwisdom, that's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, Wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, at AOL.com. Okay, so we have a few questions here that are very interesting, and I think will be interesting to you as well. There's the first question that we're going to talk about comes from Julie in Minnesota. She says, Donna, I feel like something is blocking me from growing more secure with myself and being happy where I am in life. I go through periods where I feel unsettled. And how do I figure this out? Well, Julie, it's really important for you to know that, and I would like to mention to you folks that even though Julie's asking this question is actually a universal question for a lot of people out there listening. So if this is something that you've always wanted to ask, or you know somebody else that this would benefit, please get them online with you and so they can listen to the answer. So anyway, let's talk to Julie here and whoever else is listening about what's blocking her from growing more secure with herself and being happy with where she is in life. Part of what's blocking here, Julie, is the security of feeling like you don't know when the next shoe is going to fall. There's a fear here also of being right. And that fear of being right that you live with is being caused by a lack of trust of self. And just want to make a comment again to their listeners that this information is coming from the Akashic Records. I open the Akashic Records of the listeners and the show prior to the time that we went on the air. And so I am bringing forth information from the Akashic Records. I am not channeling it. I am in full consciousness. My eyes are wide open. I'm in. So, but the information gets downloaded to me, and I then speak it to you. Again, I don't interpret anything. I don't tell you what I think it means. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And in this case, I'd like to share with you that if you're feeling insecure in your life, if you're not sure how to get happy, one of the issues, the core issue for the people I'm speaking to now has to do with self-trust. And the self-trust issue stems from not being able to be acknowledged around the feelings you had when you were a kid. So, for example, there may have been a time where you mentioned something to an adult, and an adult, it's like, so you would say, "Gee, Mom, why are you angry?" And your mom would literally snap back at you, "I'm not angry. Why would you say I'm angry?" And if you try to explain it, she would discount what you were saying and actually get angry at you, even when you were just trying to help her. And one of the reasons for that is because she was under so much stress herself at the time that she didn't know how to be honest with you, because it was so painful for her to be honest with herself. And so the lack of trust starts early, and that lack of trust creates a situation of second-guessing yourself, so that when you start second-guessing yourself, you're not sure which way to go. And just give me a minute here. The other piece around this, about why it's hard for us to be happy where we are in life, is because we have set, I don't want to say unrealistic goals, that's not what's happening here, but the idea of being happy where you are in life is in direct relationship to how much gratitude you have. And so it's very important for you to look at what you tell yourself when you wake up in the morning, when you go to sleep at night, and what how you talk to yourself during the day. Because going deep into gratitude is what brings you to joy, and that brings you to peace. And I've talked about that a little bit before, but this is an actual question that we want to really deal with. The other piece is that for so long, we have a hard time of defining what is happiness for us. I mean, we see what other people define as happy, and we see, we watch television, and we see what looks like supposed to be happy, but the reality is that many of us don't have a reference for what is happy in your life. So it's all about discerning and sorting out truly what brings you joy. So if you were to have it any way you wanted it, it would be, that's the way you think about it. It's like, if I could have it any way I wanted it without worrying about money or education or any type of circumstances, what actually would make me happy? And go with the first thing that comes into your mind and really picture the idea of being happy. Really imagine what it would feel like. What does that happiness or having that situation or that item or that relationship, how is that related to your happiness? And then take that feeling of happiness and move it to a different level of essence of experience. And what's interesting is that many times happiness is in direct relationship with your feeling of security, which is what's happening here with Julie. That the idea of feeling secure and happy do go hand in hand with her. And also, actually, there's what's interesting, there are some issues of, it's not financial lack, it's really about the fear of losing what she has. So if this is resonating to you, I encourage you to write that down and move into looking at what are you afraid of losing. So the questions would be, what am I afraid of losing? And get that clear. And then ask yourself, what would it take to make me happy? What would have to happen in my life to make me happy? And then without judging, just write down the first thing that comes to you and take that out and see if that's true. And if it is, great. But if it isn't, ask again and see how many different things you can come up with that would possibly make you happy. And then take out through that to go underneath to your truth. Now, each person's situation is definitely different, but there are some similarities to this that would be helpful for you to journal out on. If this is making sense to you, and if you would like to know more about it, then I encourage you to give me a call. Because when I speak to you directly, when I'm able to connect with your vibration of the Akashic Records, we can go way deeper into what the issues are. Even Julie in Minnesota, if she were to call me directly and have a telephone consultation, then it would be, it could go, be much more specific and could go much deeper. In fact, I'm going to be in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the first weekend in May. I'm going to be offering a level one and a level two Akashic Records workshop. So I'll be getting into, the classes are Friday, May 4th, 5th, and 6th for the level 2, and level 1 is the 5th and 6th at different times of the day. So if you live in the Minneapolis area or a few hours away and would like to contact me, I will be in that city. I'm going to be also doing face-to-face consultations, if that's of interest to you, in Minneapolis. So give me a call and let me know, and I can certainly give you the details on that. My office number is 216-691-1233. So if you live in and around the Minneapolis area, I'd love to see you or meet you and do a conference consultation, a face-to-face consultation for you. The only time I really do face-to-face consultations is when I'm in a specific city. I do set aside some time frames for them. But typically my consultations with the Akashic Records are on the telephone. So I typically do telephone consultations. Now I'd like to just give those numbers to you again. 877-270-8714 is the toll-free number to call in. 530-413-4515 is another number. Give a call. 530-876-9026 or 530-876-3223. I'd just like to make a comment also that we are on the air until 25 minutes after whatever time you're listening to. So in Cleveland, it would be after 25 minutes after 9, and in California, it would be 25 minutes after 6. Later on tonight, we're going to be on the Akashic Wisdom Show, and we're going to be talking to Lori Rayon Anderson. She channels Pooja the cat. And actually, Pooja is a grandmaster, but she's a really well-known, internationally known animal communicator, and she does animal communication consultations for not only the animals themselves, but for the owners. And she has taken my Akashic Records workshop, level one, twice already, and she uses the Akasha in her life. And so we're going to be talking to her about what her work is. She'll be taking your calls if you want to call in about your animals. That'd be great. She's going to be talking also about again, how she uses the Akashic Records and just about how Pooja came into her life. And so we're going to have a wonderful conversation with her about that. You can pick that up by going to the daily schedule, and it's 9 o'clock Pacific, and it will be 12 midnight Eastern. And in between, you folks can figure out where you are, because there's a lot of time zones there. So, okay, so we're going to go to the next email that we have here. And this email that we have is from, let me see who we're going to use today. We're going to talk about Nancy Sue. Nancy Sue wants to know, what can I do to find out the reason for what is blocking me from feeling the energies and hearing my guides, guardian angels, archangels, etc.? And I've been told that I am surrounded by angels, passed over family members, and that I should be hearing them. And she also says, thank you so much for all that you are doing with BBS Radio show community. So that's, thank you, Nancy Sue. Okay. So, Nancy, your question about why or what's blocking you from feeling the energies and hearing your guides and guardian angels and archangels, etc. Well, the first thing that comes forward, honey, is that you're trying too hard. One of the keys in working with guidance is not to blank your mind. It's not to blank your mind. It's not to kind of get tense and scrunch up and wait to hear. It's really about relaxing and allowing and really getting clear that your guidance can speak to you in many, many different ways. So your guidance can speak to you by, let's say, for example, a road sign, a song on the radio, a bumper sticker, a license plate. Your guidance can speak to you from a comment from a friend that you can take totally out of context for a question that was actually answered that you posed in meditation earlier in the day. And so, what this question is. One of the reasons why you feel blocked here is because what you're asking of your guidance is to tell you what to do. Should I do this? Should I do that? And so when you ask the questions of the guides about telling you what to do, many times the guidance would rather give you insight rather than being specific about what actions you should take. And it is true, you are surrounded by angels. And you do have a few family members that have passed over that walk with you. And the fact that somebody's told you you should be hearing them, please don't look at that as a failure because you can't. It's really about talking to those wonderful guidance beings that are around you and going deep into gratitude that they're there, being willing to listen to the love that comes from other people. You see, guidance is loving. And true guidance will never give you negative feedback. So they'll never give you a way of you should, you didn't, you better, why didn't you? They won't. The guidance is never critical. It's always loving. And interestingly enough, the issue that is blocking you from feeling or hearing those energies is very similar to Julie's. There's a self-trust issue here. And so the other piece of this is that you have a tendency to allow other people to manipulate you, which causes you to feel that you can't trust yourself to say no when you need to. And so it's really important that you start putting into place ways that you feel good about you and that you can trust yourself. Because the more you learn to trust yourself, the more you'll be able to decipher and discern the information that comes to you from your own guidance. Now, there are deeper issues here, Nancy. However, it's something that we don't necessarily want to get into on the air because it really is more personal to you. This is not a question, for example, that has the same answer across the board. There's different issues. Although it's typically, again, has to do with a trust issue, there's different core reasons about why a person doesn't trust themselves. So, again, if this is something that you feel drawn to, I encourage you to consider taking an Akashic Records workshop so that you could move into your own light and work with the Akashic Records, the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha. If you live in the Minneapolis area, I'm going to be there the first weekend in May. If you don't live in the Minneapolis area, I'm going to be in Seattle. And Seattle is coming up on June 9th and 10th for Level 1. And there is going to be a Level 2 on the 8th, 9th, and 10th in Seattle, Washington. So, and at this point, those are the two classes that I have scheduled. I have a grandchild coming on July 9th, so we are going to be close to home for a good part of the summer. Although there will be classes in Cleveland, so there is going to be a level one and level two class definitely in Cleveland and Columbus, so Columbus, Ohio. So give me a call if that's of interest to you. We'd really like to see you at one of our workshops. Okay, so let's give you those numbers again to call in. It's 877-270-8714 or 530-413-4515 or 530-876-9026. And again, and 530-876-3223. We have an interesting evening coming up tonight. Let's see here. There was a question that came forward about the crucifixion of Jesus, and we actually answered that last week. So that would be something if you want to listen to the archives for last week. That would be the time to do that, Julie, by the way. It's time now for me to actually bring forth a message from the Akasha for you. And so what's important here is I'm going to ask you all to just settle in and connect with that which is most sacred within you. We want you to feel comfortable. I'm going to be giving you some information from the Akashic Records, something that is going to be important for you to listen to. Just want to check, make sure there's no other questions coming forward here. So if you would just settle in and connect with that which is most sacred within you. And imagining a beautiful ball of light at the top of your head. that expands and grows and connects with the beautiful ball of light in the center of your chest, so that your heart and your mind are connected in light. And now I'd like you to go totally into your center. Knowing that you are the perfect, perfect being of light, and that you are surrounded by love. And tonight, the message from the Akasha is all about love. It's about light. It's about connection. And it's about connecting to your divine presence. And it's about how to deepen your connection to the divine. I'd like you to also just imagine yourself in the arms of the angels. Imagine yourself as a small little child being embraced by light. The innocence and yet the all-knowing of a child. And I ask you to move into the area and move into the essence of being an innocent child, but a child that is totally loved, accepted, and connected to the divine presence that is love. And as you imagine yourself as this beautiful child, it's important that you know that nothing can hurt you anymore. You are totally and completely loved and appreciated. You are perfect in your imperfection. You are wise beyond your years. And you have been placed here to expand your greatness. You chose to come to this planet at this time in history to affect change within yourself, to affect change within others. And the change that you affect in others is not because you can manipulate them or maneuver them. The change is all about being the model yourself. And that model gives others the opportunity to shift and change themselves. As you come forward into this lifetime, you realize that constriction can be difficult, can be challenging, and can be painful. And yet, you know you are here for a very important reason. And so right now, I would like you to allow yourself to be shown the picture of your greatness. Take a moment to see yourself in all your glory. What does your body look like? What does your face look like? Where are you standing or sitting? What is your environment like? Who are the people around you? What are you feeling? What does it feel like to move and step into your greatness? What does it feel like to fulfill your contract with yourself? For it's not about your contract with others. It's not your contract of what you think you quote-unquote should be doing. It's the information that you are receiving about what makes you feel good. There is no job that is not spiritual. Within every mode of livelihood, there is a spiritual component. Because every job is connected to another. And as every job is connected to another, you have the opportunity to model your attitudes for other people. Whether you're a librarian or a ditch digger, it doesn't make any difference. They're both equal. And they're both necessary. There is no job that is not spiritual. There is no job that cannot be seen in a way of influencing others. Because even if you're in a situation where you don't see anyone during the day, you're still in a position of influencing others with what you do. And the reason or the way that happens is no matter what you do, by doing the very best you know how, you are actually helping yourself feel good about you. And when you feel good about you, you expand your vibration. And as you expand your vibration, other people notice your attitude or your beingness or your energy. And so it's like the smile. If you smile at one person and they smile at another and they smile at another, pretty soon a whole lot of people are smiling and the vibration has shifted and the energy has shifted on the planet. Why not make tomorrow the day of the 100th smile? They have the 100th monkey syndrome. Why not make it the 100th smile system? Or system. So why not think about and commit to smiling at everyone you meet? Sending light and love to everyone you see. And being willing to receive the light and love and the smile back. A genuine smile, a smile from your heart. So that tomorrow is the day of the 100 smiles. A day when love begins and ends with you. Tomorrow is April 16th, 2007. Let's make it the day of the 100th smile and a way that you can move into your gratitude for being that brings you to that joy by spreading joy. Give that a shot. Try that. Try looking in the mirror tomorrow or tonight before you go to sleep and tell yourself how much you love you. consider crawling into bed, grabbing a pillow, and cuddling with the divine, allowing that love wash of divine love to permeate your being. Just snuggle in. Say, thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Source. Thank you, Creator. Thank you, Universe. Whatever your belief system. Thank you for my wonderful, wonderful blessings. Thank you for partnering with me, for being on this planet at this time, at this place, during this time of history. Thank you for the wonderful gifts that I've been given. Allow me to partner with you and be your instrument. For I so deeply love you. So when you go to sleep tonight, cuddle with the divine. And make your spirit align with that which is your birthright of being aligned with the divine, connected to the divine, for you are truly a being of light. So just be there for a moment. When you're ready, come back to the room. Put your hand over your heart. And thank yourself for being here. And I thank you so much for being here. I thank you for participating in your own advancement, your own enlightenment, your own expansion of being. And if you're ready, give a call. Call me and ask some questions and have a conversation. Give me your feedback. I'd love to hear from you. The telephone numbers here are 877-870-8714 or 530-413-4515. Or 530-876-9026 or 530-876-3223. If you'd like to know more about the work that I do, you can go to my website at www.akashicwisdom.com. If you'd like to email me your questions, you can email me at akashicwisdom@aol.com. You can also call me at my personal number, 216-691-1233. And for more information about attending an Akashic Records workshop in your area, you can go to the website for Akashic Records Consultants International. And that website is www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And so, let's go to another question here and see what we've got going. All right, so we have, let's see, here we are. Excuse me, I'm just looking to see who is just emailed in. All right, let's talk to Jim. Jim has emailed in a question. He he has an interesting question. It's like he wants to understand why he's clairvoyant. And the reason I'm chuckling about that is, darling Jim, don't you understand that being a clairvoyant was part of your contract in this lifetime? Learning, or expanding rather, your gift can only help you as long as you stay within the integrity of the work. You can learn to control your clairvoyance. In fact, I don't know what city you're in. I'm going to assume, based on your phone number that you sent, that you're in the Minneapolis area. And if you are interested in learning more about how to expand your gift of being a clairvoyant, then I strongly encourage you to contact Echo Bodine at her schools. She has a center there for being for intuitive studies, for mediumship, as well as a healing, hands-on healing, and being clairvoyant. And if you're curious about more about how to contact Echo, you can go to her website. It's www.echobodine.com. She is in the Minneapolis area, and she has a center there where she teaches information about that. But you, sir, have a great gift, and it's time that you started using it for your benefit, not only from a financial point of view, but from a personal point of view. As long as you stay in your own backyard, Jim, you don't start reading other people without their permission. You just stay in your own backyard and use your clairvoyant gifts to work with yourself. That's what's going to be very important. Then learn, go to Echo's center and study with her if that makes sense to you. And I know that you've done a lot of studying up until now, in one way or another. Either you've done it in past lives, or you've done it in this lifetime. I'm not getting clear, but I'm hearing that you have done a lot of studying, and that this lifetime is when it would be important for you to move forward and claim your gift in a very public way. So this is something you really want to look at and explore. You have a soul contract around being clairvoyant. There are some other personal issues here going on that I'm not going to discuss over the air for your privacy. But if you would like to know more about that, you could also give me a call. And I've given my number of 216-691-1233. I'd love to talk to you. You have some other questions here also again, they have to do with contractual things with your soul, regarding your soul's contract. What's interesting and what's important for us all to know is that prior to coming into this world, this particular lifetime, we choose an agenda of experiences. Now, this may be something that everybody knows about, but we do. We choose experiences, not necessarily specifics. We choose experiences and an essence of experiences. And so our contract, our soul's contract, is to experience success in a variety of different ways. And for you, Jim, two of those ways are being a good artist and being clairvoyant. So that is very clear, very clear. And you actually, what I'm also being told, is that by using your gifts as an artist and combining them with your clairvoyant gifts, you could actually, if you're not already, make magnificent art. Because your clairvoyant gift gives you the ability to really look at a person and see the energy around them and see what energies and beings are around them so that you can combine both in a way that would be unique to you. I mean, there are other other artists clearly that write, that create spirit paintings, etc. But there's an essence to your gift that can actually help people clear areas that they are concerned about. So I would strongly consider, if I were you, expanding those gifts and combining them in some way. Yeah. And again, would love to talk to you, so please give me a call privately, and we can go from there. And since I'm going to be in Minneapolis the first weekend in May, you may even want to consider working with the Akashic Records. Although the Akashic Records are not, we don't consider ourselves psychic and or clairvoyant, but clearly very good artists work with the Akashic Records. However, the difference between for what the Akashic Records does is the Akashic Records energy source is the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. And so as an artist, you could actually open your Akashic Records and ask to be shown how to create healing paintings or healing modalities. As a clairvoyant, you could actually, as I said before, make the drawings for individuals that would be healing. And if you had your records open at the same time you were doing it, you kind of have an expanded energy situation going on there, which could be absolutely magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. Okay, so I hope that kind of answered your question, Jim. We do have one of the things that I want to just comment on. I wanted to comment for a moment. Boy, it just went right out of my head. Let me get back to where I was at. Well, I'm just going to go on to another question, and the record keepers will bring it back if we're supposed to be talking about it. Next question comes from a person by the name of Christos. Very interesting. And the question is, dear madam, I have a sense that this person is from a country other than the U.S. I haven't been called madam in a long time. Anyway, I am interested to know about Akashic wisdom. Could you teach me how to know this important wisdom via emails? And this brings up a really important question. And so, Christos, I'm going to answer your question this way, and I'll also return your email. Teaching people how to work with the Akashic Records via email is not something that we do. Akashic Records Consultants International, of which I'm a founding member, we are committed to training and certifying Akashic Records consultants and teachers. And the work of the Akasha that we do really needs to be done in person and in group. So the only thing we do via telephone would be individual consultations, but the actual classes are done in person. And the in-person classes can be with anywhere from 3 to 40 people. I have come to the point now that I typically like to have a class of a maximum of 15 to 20 people, so I can give some individual attention. And so, you know, again, even 10 people is great. 5 people is great. The reason I'm saying that is because we want to be able to really speak to your needs. And so, depending on your location, what I do is I travel and go where I'm invited. So if there are enough people who want to learn about the Akashic Records with me, all you have to do is contact me and let's talk about you getting a group together and me coming to your area to teach people how, and teach your friends and or your organization or your group how to access their own Akashic Records. And that's a level one class. A level one class is teaching people how to access their own Akashic Records. And you also learn how to use the energy of the Akasha pretty much in every area of your life. It's an extremely full and fulfilling weekend. It's profoundly expansive. And and you come up, you have all the tools you need after 2 days to know exactly how to enter your records consciously, and what to do when you're in there, how to close them, and how to use the records again in every area of your life. A level 2 Akashic Records workshop teaches you how to access the records of other people with their permission, the records of animals and the land. That's a level 2. Prerequisite for a level 2 is Akashic Records level 1. And then there is level 3. And level 3 is a deepening of the work, a deepening of your own abilities, and it's a teaching you and expanding you to understand more about your own personal soul and spirit lineage. And it is dependent on the group. It's very intense. A level 3 typically is a 5-day retreat. The way I teach a level 2 is a 3-day class. And all of my classes include a 1-hour telephone consultation with me prior to the workshop. So they can be informative and deeply, deeply rewarding. So, Christos, I would have to say I would love to know what country you're from. I would be happy to tell you more about how to learn about the Akashic Records, because we actually have teachers in Bolivia and Argentina, as well as the U.S. and Canada. So if that's of interest to anyone out there, again, please contact me personally, or contact ARC International. And again, ARC's website is www.arc-akashicrecords.org, and mine is www.akashicwisdom.com. We're coming close to having to say goodbye. I'd just like to thank you so much for emailing your questions. Remember to, when you go to sleep tonight, to get into bed and cuddle with the divine. And remember that you are perfect in your imperfections. And I'd like to leave you with a couple of Akashicisms that have come forward. And the first Akashicism is, remember that, don't put the cart before the horse. Get in the cart and enjoy the ride. The horse knows where it's going. So that's something that you want to remember. Another Akashicism is, if it doesn't feel loving, it isn't. And last but not least is, it's time to choose to love yourself enough, not to allow yourself not to be loved even by yourself. You are too precious not to take care of you. You deserve to be cherished, loved, honored, and only you can do that for you. However, if you're in a relationship, make sure that you are totally honored, totally loved, totally seen and acknowledged, because you deserve that and more. And so it's coming close to saying goodnight. I want you all to look in the mirror and see into the heart of the divine for this night, for this time. We're telling you how special you are, how loved you are, to remember to speak to yourself in a way that's loving. And remember to treat yourself as if you're your own best friend, and treat you the way you would like to be treated by others. But you've got to treat you first that way. Keep your boundaries intact. Look in the mirror and say, I love you. And so, it's Donna Fox. It's Ask the Akasha. Please email those questions. We love you deeply. And for now, the records of this program, the Akashic Records of Ask the Akasha program on April 15th, 2007, are now going to be closed. If you would all join me in saying amen. Amen, amen. We thank you, masters, teachers, and loved ones, for all your wonderful information. And with that, we close the records of the program by saying amen. See you next week.